Section 1. You will hear a conversation about accommodation rules. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 3. You will see there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first. Good morning, everyone. I'm your accommodation advisor. Well, firstly, welcome to Thomas House, which is one of the most popular accommodations in our university. I will give you an introduction about the house and answer your questions. The name of the house is Thomas House, so Thomas House has been chosen. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 3. Good morning, everyone. I'm your accommodation advisor. Well, firstly, welcome to Thomas House, which is one of the most popular accommodations in our university. I will give you an introduction about the house and answer your questions. As you know, the building was constructed in the middle of the 18th century and was used by the family of Thomas. That's, of course, how the house and university got its name. We repaired it and added some new and modern facilities last year.
Excuse me, advisor?
Yes?
What kind of facilities are there in Thomas House?
There are 3 floors. A front hall and a dining room are on the ground floor.
Does the house have a garden?
Of course.
And a garage?
No. We don't provide parking lot to students.
Okay.
A small gym with some new equipment is on the second floor.
Does it have a computer room?
No, I mean a leisure room on the second floor, and you can find a comfortable lounge with a big balcony on the same floor.
How about bedroom and bathroom?
They are both on the top.
How many students are there in one flat?
4 to 6.
I wonder if I have to share a bathroom with others.
No, we provide every student a bedroom and a bathroom.
Great.
Now, look at questions 4 to 10. Now listen carefully and answer questions 4 to 10. There are some rules in Thomas House. Firstly, smoking is not allowed in both your bedroom and the bathroom.
Does the house have a smoking section?
No, you can smoke on the balcony or outside the house.
Advisor? Is there a laundry in the house?
Of course. Laundry room is located on the right corner of the second floor.
Sure.
But please do not use it after 11 o'clock.
Is it free to us?
In fact, you don't need to pay any bills which are included in your accommodation fee, but you have to pay laundry fee.
How much?
We offer 2 coin-operated washing machines. The large one is £2.50 and the small one is £1.60.
If the lounge has a time restriction?
Definitely. We ask all students to keep quiet and do not make noise after 11 o'clock.
We know there is a backyard in the house.
Yes.
if we can park our car there?
No, we do not allow parking in our yard.
Okay. Could we invite some friends to hold a party in the garden or lounge?
We only allow party on weekends.
Fine.
The last rule is to pay attention to the opening time of the front hall. The door is locked at 11 p.m. and opened again at 6 a.m. in the next morning. Remember to take the front door key when you go out early or come back late.
How could we get the front door key?
You can go to residence office building and get your key in room 101.
Sure.
Well, any questions? This is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section two.